Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It goes up, it goes down. It just, there was a dip last week. It's on its way back up. It's been in the news. There's people think it's going to go to $1 million. There's people think it's going to go to $0. It's just, it's one of these things. And I'm known now, Al and I are crypto guys. That's what we are. We're cryptocurrency guys, and we are in on the Bitcoin. Now, there's a guy who is a big crypto guy. His name is Stefan Thomas, a German-born programmer living in San Francisco. So he was early on Bitcoin. I wasn't early. I was early before this big run. I think I got in around 16,000. It's up to 38 today. So that's good. But not like Stefan Thomas, who has about $220 million because of Bitcoin. But the problem is he can't access it because he forgot his password. So the password, and I'm reading from, I believe this is actually the Times. I saw it on TV as well today. The password will let him unlock a small hard drive known as an iron key, which contains the private keys to a digital wallet that holds 7,000 and two Bitcoin, right now at $38,000.
He's a programmer. So he would think that that programmer would be able to figure out what the password is.
The problem is that Mr. Thomas years ago lost the paper where he wrote down the password for his iron key, which gives users 10 guesses before it seizes up and encrypts its contents forever. He has tried 8 of his most commonly used password formulations to no avail. He's got 2 left, and then it's gone forever.
All right, so so the passwords are to the lock, but not to the wallet.
It is to the iron key.
Right, so is the iron key the thing that opens the Bitcoin?
Yes. So he can have access to it.
All right, so this is not a separate password to where he's keeping the password. This is actually the key to the actual password.
It's private keys to a digital wallet. So the iron key is the private keys to the digital wallet, which holds 7,000 Bitcoin. And this, which is $220 million.
I mean, there's got to be a genius out there somewhere. If this guy isn't a genius already, that he could say, hey, look, I'll give you $10 million if you could just figure this out for me without losing it. Wow. So he's got 2 more guesses left.
So he probably bought 7,000 Bitcoin when it was 10 bucks back a long time ago. Wrote it down on a piece of paper, was like, oh, yeah, whatever, moved somewhere, lost the paper. Now he's got $220 million and he can't even access it. So I don't think, like, that money goes to somebody else. It's just there. It just exists. It's his, but you can't get to it, which is just...
It doesn't sound right to me.
Horrible.
Like, there's no other way for you to get the Bitcoin. Like, there's no central place where you can go.
I guess this particular thing, I mean... You know, because this is the early stages of cryptocurrency.
Right.
And the way that he possesses it, it is not like your traditional, hey, if you give me your social security number, I'll give you your password.
Yeah, like there's no central station that you can call and say, right, hey, let me into my Bitcoin. Right. This thing is out there. It's yours. But if you lose your key, there is no way to reacquire it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so now you have Bitcoin out there that is no longer in service. Is that like collecting change and putting it in a milk bottle?
So I think this is good for Bitcoin holders like Gio and myself, because last week when Bitcoin went down, one of the reasons they say it went down is a lot of people were cashing in their Bitcoin, you know, because it had gone up so high. So if this guy gets in and cashes in his 220 mil, that might hurt us.
It may. It may. And I don't know how much he wants to cash out. But there are a lot of the people that are now investing, I do think, want to hold for longer. And they call them hodlers, actually, in the crypto world, I'm learning. That's part of the vernacular.
Are you guys hodlers?
Hodlers, yes. Well, we are. Al's got a number where he said he's going to cash out. I don't particularly have a number where I'm going to cash out. I'm hodling all the way till God knows when.
I had no idea that you were going to talk about this morning. I thought one of the things that you were going to talk to me about this morning was Steve Cohen's tweet yesterday asking for creative ideas with what to do with Citi Field. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that he's done this before, though, with the fan base and asking, what are the changes? What do you think? You know, I'm not surprised that he's gone and done this.
Then you read the replies. I was reading some of the replies. Some people are idiots.
You think? On Twitter, you're just noticing this?
I don't think it's, obviously, I think it's non-Met fans that are being douchey to this guy. And I guess if I were like a non-Met fan and this guy was doing all the stuff that he's doing and he's igniting the fan base and all that other stuff, that if I were a fan of another team, that I would probably be douchey towards him too in a public forum like that without my name attached to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he really does enjoy the fact that he can connect with fans. And he probably had some idea that the Wilpons didn't do a good enough job with that and listening to the fans. So he wants to be the guy to be the exact opposite of that. But to me, right. You know, how do you sift through? He had like something like 4,000, 5,000.
Yeah, half of them are crap.
Right, responses.
There were a couple good ideas.
Man.
Everybody's about free parking and this. No. He's asking you what to do with the aesthetics of Citi Field and how to make it more of a Met-centric as opposed to the steel girders and all that stuff is great looking. But I saw one person say, make the seats orange and blue. I'm all down with that. That looks good.
Yeah, so
that's what I thought he was talking about. You know, of course, I want the Tom Seaver statue, for God's sake.
So he got 6,328 replies to this tweet yesterday. And it's, I'm sure, like Guy Adami's in there, and he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, yes.
So he responds, you know, ditch the Bush League apple to start.
Yeah, but see, that's the kind of crap that you got to sift through.
Yeah. I mean, look at all these, because you know when you click on something like that, like the people that you follow, those are the replies you're going to see first?
Yes.
So I see like all these people that I know, like responding to Steve, like Chris McMonagle. It was, the Mets have a field. The stadium is in the Bronx. That's what he says to Steve.
Another Yankee that's fan. The point.
Shut up.
Right.
Right. These guys are all just jealous now that we have a guy that's actually the guy now. This is the guy.
And speaking of guy in Morristown, maybe next time you call, I'll hang up on you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe take that guy in Morristown.
I mean, you know, I think Joe Tsai is becoming the guy because he is spending gobs and gobs of money over there in Brooklyn to try to make his team relevant, which is fine. And we now have the guy in baseball. And Guy doesn't like the fact that we have the guy.
Sure. Sal Licata, friend of the show and fill-in on Boomer and Geo.
And Met fan.
And Met fan says, Shea section, red, green, blue, and orange seats like Shea had. And he said he'll take season tickets in that section too.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Little homage to the past.
Yeah, I love
Mets
Shea.
Past.
I know Shea was at the end was tough,
dump.
But I loved it.
It was a dump.
I absolutely loved it.
I spent my childhood there.
Yeah,
I remember the ramps as one of the early seven line T-shirts.
I miss that place dearly, but I understand why they had to get a new stadium. All right, Pete Bellotti, who's actually here today. I saw him with
Mets fan.
Yeah, four masks on today. Pete, I believe, had four masks on.
Okay.
He said a field-level bar and grill in left field named Kiner's Corner.
Like it?
Like it.
Put a giant Empire State Building high striker by Shea Bridge. Whenever a Met hits a home run, a random fan hits the high striker.
I know, just a little much.
Wherever it lands, that fan wins a dollar amount.
Is that also from Bellotti?
That was also from Bellotti.
That's a little much.
It's a little involved. I mean, you know.
Just keep it simple. I like what he said
kind
first.
Kind of simple.
You know, it'd be nice to have statues of Lindsey Murphy, right?
Bob Murphy.
I mean, Bob Murphy and Lindsey
Nelson.
Nelson. And Ralph Kiner. Have those guys.
Get a Kiner's Corner. That'd be nice.
A little statue of those guys.
All right, so I'm going to give you two more here because one is Darren from the 7 line, who we know and like and is a big listener.
Okay, what does he want?
He says, you need more men's rooms. Not sure where to fit them, but the ballpark has a capacity crowd. You'll miss innings just hitting the bathroom, not to mention to spend less on drinks. So more men's rooms, more places to...
All right, well, that's a practical thing.
Yeah, logistical may not be possible.
But, you know, he goes to all these games, so he would know that.
Unless you go old school the trowel instead of the individual urinals. I don't know if that's a...
No, no, no.
No, yeah, yeah. Eddie. I don't know if that's a,
enough of that.
Yeah,
a health
issue. Plus the COVID thing and everything, you got to be really careful.
I can't stand that whole deal. And I know Al hates it, too. All right, and
maybe just have guys go off the back edge, you know what I'm saying? Like just like into a trowel that's like 30 feet down.
All right, last one because Steve Cohen responded to this one and said, that is creative. Destroy the upper left field deck and open up the views to Flushing Bay. That's what he said. And Steve Cohen said, that is creative. Like, it's the Flushing Bay. It's not the Mediterranean Sea. You know what I'm saying? It's not the Caribbean Ocean over there. It's Flushing Bay.
Not Lake Tahoe.
Right. There's like 6 seagulls with hepatitis out there. It's not exactly the greatest.
And countless bodies at the bottom.
Plus, you get a better view of the new LaGuardia Airport.
Oh.
And all the traffic on the Grand Central.
Brian Monzo responded.
Oh, here we go.
Right in center field around 7 p.m. every night starting in April, a player who is the last name Springer. Smart.
There you go.
Smart.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
He's always about the players, Monz. Good. Oh, God. Like it.
Peter Schwartz.
Uh-oh.
Give me free stuff.
Yeah, right. Free food and free clothes. Peter Schwartz said a personalized baseball card booth. That's what he wanted. It's a grown man with a family.
Well, you just add something that makes the fan engagement better, that's all.
Damon Amendolara. He said he wants massive banners celebrating the 69 and 86 World Series.
I want spaceship parking.
Yeah, parking for my spaceship. The World's Fair. That's where I'll put my spaceship like Men in Black. Massive banners celebrating 69 and 86 World Series. They could be set inside the light stands. Speaking of 69, this just hit me the other day. You know that like Ariana Grande's song right now that is like a number one song is essentially 69. It's 34 plus 35 is the name of the song. And it like didn't hit me at first. And it's 69 is what it adds up to. And then you
69!
And then you listen to the lyrics. It's all like, you know, sexy time stuff. And I'm thinking, wow, interesting. You know?
Wait, did Sabrina starts listening to that?
Yeah, I know.
Grew up with the 69 and
that and WAP. Hey, we all had our own thing that was going on. We were
69
kids. And it was, you know, pushing the limits a little bit. You can't stop these things, man, you know? You can't stop.
69!
I was like, that's a long way from Mickey Mouse Club. 34 plus.
That's true.
35.
That is
this
true.
Song. I'm surprised Al wasn't all over this. Because Al is.
No one even told me about this.
Yeah, maybe because it's like it's not cold 69. You actually got to do a little math in your head.
Wine me, dine me, 69 me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I want to go to one of these calls here because I know we probably won't get to them later.
All right.
Here's a Nets season ticket holder right here.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear this.
Bobby in Manhattan. What's going on, Bobby?
Guys, it is legit. I'm telling you, I was at the Brendan Byrne Arena, the Continental Airlines Arena, the Izod Center. They're all the same place, by the way. And even at Barclays Center, Nets season ticket holder. Let me tell you something. Evan is absolutely right. There is no way I'm even standing up and applauding, even if they win a championship, for two punks like Kyrie Irving and James Harden. I want no part of them. I don't care if we win a championship. I've already written to Sean Marks through my sales rep, and I've told him that this was an absolute panic move, and this was just a slime move.
Slime. So, Bobby, when the season started, you know, when they acquired Kyrie and Kevin Durant 2 years ago, how did you feel about that then?
I was happy. I thought I was willing to give Kyrie a chance. He was a local kid from West Orange, and I said, you know what? Maybe he's going to look up to KD, and maybe KD's going to say to him, now you listen to me. Here's what we're going to do. We got DeAndre in, and the three of us are going to do this together. Kyrie, you in? And Kyrie said, I'm in. That's what I was hoping would happen.
Well, yeah, clearly it has not. And I just really wonder, and I've said it 4 million times today, if Kyrie Irving's absence drove this deal, and that was the main thing behind it. That Sean Marks, who put this thing together, thought he had everything perfect, and then all of a sudden, you know, not even, what, 4 or 5 games into the season where both of them are healthy and playing together, Kyrie Irving decides to go AWOL, and maybe Sean Marks is thinking, I can't count on this guy. There's as good of a chance that he retires and never plays basketball again as there is that he comes back. I need to do something. Like, this is it. I pushed all my chips in the middle of the table for this team, and now one of the two superstars that I thought I had is gone. I got to get myself another superstar, and oh, by the way, there's one available who wants to come here. So that's, I mean, we keep talking big three. Are we going to see all three?
I got to believe that Kyrie's coming back soon. I do.
What a threesome.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, he's just been getting roasted all over the place. This radio station, all the ex-NBA basketball players, all the NBA analysts on all the different networks. There hasn't been one person that I have seen of significance in the media or a former player that has endorsed what Kyrie Irving is doing. Not one person. And as a matter of fact, some people have gone to great lengths to say that he should be out of the league. So, I do believe that there's been so much negativity thrown at him that I don't see how he doesn't come back and tries to play his ass off to prove a point. That's what I would think.
Well, I don't know. I think he's going to get criticism when he does come back because all of a sudden the team has got another superstar and the things that you were fighting for, or the things that you were upset about are now they're over because Harden's here.
I mean, like whatever his, you know, off the court issues are and how he's affected by things that are happening in society, you know, I don't know about any of that stuff. All I know is that when he comes back, and I do believe he will come back, he'll be motivated. Because he owes a real apology to Kevin Durant. I mean, honestly. I mean, Kevin Durant is a baller. He's out there. He's playing. You know, he's back-to-backing now. And you know, this is coming off of that Achilles, and he played great last night.
You got a lot of faith in Kyrie right now, man. You do.
I'm not really putting faith in Kyrie as I am putting faith in the situation and Kevin Durant. That's who I'm putting faith in.
Well, he already left him in the lurch.
So now he's coming back, or when he comes back. I don't know.
If he comes back.
I mean, Kevin Durant is a serious. When he's on the basketball court, he's not the guy that's doing the podcast and all that other nonsense and the burner accounts and the talking on social media and whatever. When he's on the basketball court, he is serious. There's no joke. He is all in, and he wants another championship. And I do believe that he is a guy that wants to be thought of as the greatest basketball player. And I just don't – LeBron wants to be thought of as the greatest of all time, just like Kobe did, much like Michael did. You know, I think Larry Bird might have thought that way, but his body didn't allow him to be.
He already said he was LeBron. Remember, he said that right there, that moment when – you know, I brought that championship to Cleveland. We came back 3-1. That's when I knew I was the greatest player to ever play the game. He's already said it.
It was pretty impressive. But I know he said it, but I think he continues to add on to all the stuff that he's already accomplished. So it's not about off the court for him, and although he does make a big impact there, it's really about on the court and being the guy. That's where he's built his brand. His brand is built on the basketball court.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do think that Kevin Durant has that in him, that he wants to build that brand on the basketball court with another franchise. That's why he came here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Oh, it's intense. I just read Boomer half of the song.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
No, I like her, though.
Yeah, I know Al doesn't like it. That's sort of the reason why I wanted him to read it, so he could be disgusted.
Yeah,
because he was disgusted with WAP, and he's disgusted.
Yeah, it's not creative.
Kind of gets you a little aroused.
Well, it's not, though.
Oh, Jesus, Eddie.
Whoa, I'm reading these now. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Baby, you might need a seatbelt when I ride it.
So creative.
I'm going to leave it open like a door. Come inside it. Even though I'm wifey, you can hit it like a side chick.
When was the last time you hit the beaver?
Got the neighbors yelling, earthquake! 4.5 when I make the bed shake. Put it down heavy, even though it's lightweight.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that this is...
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. From Sam and Cat, and from what was the other show she was on?
Yeah, because as soon as they run out of ideas, they go right to sex stuff. It's like comedians, too, like Andrew Dice Clay. It's not creative.
But when she was an actress, what I'm saying is she was such a cute little thing as an actress.
Now she's out of material, so she goes right to the sex stuff. Then she'll be like, I can't believe people look at women as sex objects. Oh, okay, well then don't write these dopey songs.
You drink it just like water. You say it tastes like candy. So what you doing tonight? Can you stay up all night? Bleep me till the daylight? 34, 35. There you go.
It sounds like a great idea.
You might think I'm crazy, the way I've been craving. If I put it quite plainly, just give me them babies. So that's her. There she is.
I wonder if I know this song.
Where would you have heard this?
Yeah, where would you hear it? On Spotify or something?
Z100, you know, one of the other stations.
You're not gonna hear that.
Yes, you would.
No, you would.
Time out a second. What's that other song? WAP? What is it called?
Yeah, WAP.
Yep. Right? Is that not on the radio edited?
It is.
Yes. They give you radio versions of these songs. And, with my kids, God knows what we're listening to sometimes. I might have heard this.
They know what 34-35 is?
One might, the other no doubt. No, no question.
At the end, it actually says, yeah, I'm talking about 69. Like, actually, at the end of this, that's what she says. Like, I guess you weren't good at math. She's making fun of the people who couldn't figure it out. Yeah, there is some... There's one channel.
That's why everybody has to go to school.
Yeah, right. Of course. That's really what this is about. Yes. Yeah, really. Get your education.
Right.
But yeah, I heard some song the other day. It was called a Whoopty by somebody named CJ. And in the first couple of lines, he's talking about how much he loves blue cheese. That's what the song is about. He's like, I love me some blue cheese, blue cheese. Some blue cheese, blue cheese. And I'm like... And I looked up, I said, it was like the number one song in America. Is this guy Whoopty talking about blue cheese? So I think we're a little young.
Has to be a secondary meaning to blue
cheese. Yeah, is that code for something?
Yes.
Oh, God. Do we have to go to Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, I think you might.
100%.
Maybe he just likes blue cheese, man.
Who likes blue cheese? Nobody likes blue cheese.
I don't
even know why they even have blue cheese.
That song's only 2 minutes and 3 seconds long.
Whoop-dee. That's right up your alley, Al.
Yeah. So here it is. Whoopty bitch, I'm outside. It's a movie. Blue cheese, I swear, I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick this paper like loose leaf. Bitch, I'm about my chicken like it's a two-piece. Oh, I can't say that.
No.
Yeah, I can't say that either.
Yeah, okay.
Can't say that. It's about
just,
all I can
just read. Keep saying blue cheese.
Yeah, that's what he did. That's all that made it to the radio. So there you go. All right. So giving a little education on today's music.
Nice.
Because I know that you want to know what's going on out there. All right, Jerry, you got an update for us?
Yeah. So the James Harden trade is now official. The Nets sending out the release and the photo of Harden. Welcome to Brooklyn, all that. So that is now a done deal. The Nets send out their basically their roster and the organization to Houston to get him back and all their draft picks. Last night they did beat the Knicks 116-109. Give you a couple of things here. Here was Kevin. Well, you know what? Why even bother playing that? Here's Steve Nash. Not going to play that either. Here's Tom Thibodeau. Thoughts on the game?
Well, disappointed that we didn't play better defensively, yes, but more determined to get it right.
The one thing that is bothersome, too, forget the trade for a second. I mean, we've discussed that all morning. The Kyrie Irving situation continues to be a giant question mark, so much so that even pregame, Nash, it's almost like he doesn't know what to say at this point.
I haven't had an opportunity to know any new details about Kyrie's situation, so... You know, I'll just rely on the front office to learn more as we go, and they're the ones I think that are going to do the messaging on that front. So.
I mean, at the very least, at least a statement from Irving, something.
Yeah.
Like you had yesterday during the Carton and Roberts show, and I thought it was very well done. They went around the room to see when do you think Kyrie will be back. You've got Craig saying he'll be back on Monday, and then you got Evan saying maybe next season. Honestly, I mean, it's absurd that we have no idea.
Well, first of all, the NBA has to go through its investigation as to whether or not he was actually at a party, at a club, without a mask on, with over 15 people. And the answers to all of those are yes, 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 and yes. So that means he's going to have to go through quarantine, and every game he misses, he's going to end up getting fined for or lose a game check of $460,000.
Right.
Now, but sooner or later, the Nets have got to draw a line in the sand and say this is completely inappropriate.
It's unacceptable.
This is not allowed, and you're not getting paid.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that, clearly, because they are too afraid to do it, and they need him in the mix to be able to achieve all their goals. And by the way, I don't know if you mentioned this, Jerry, but the Nets have now officially announced it and have now tweeted out all the thank yous to the players.
Yeah, I did lead off with saying that it was official. And
but no, they're tweeting out the thank you, Karras. Yeah. Thank you, Rhodey.
Whatever.
Thank you, Taurine.
Now get out.
Thanks for setting the culture. Now we're just going to torpedo it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's what it is. So James Harden, Annette, the other guys are elsewhere. Karis LeVert in Indiana, Jared Allen in Cleveland, and then Kurucs, and you got Taurean Prince. They're out the door as well. 3 unprotected first-round draft picks gone, and the right for Houston to swap picks in another 4 seasons as well. So basically, this trade, no joke, impacts the Nets through 2027.
Well, that's if the pick swaps ever turn out. And then the other thing, too, is when does James Harden actually put on a net uniform?
One that fits him?
Yes.
I don't know. Next game, tomorrow.
It would have to, you'd think. Well, I mean, with the traveling and everything else, maybe the game after tomorrow.
Well, what's wrong with the travel?
Well, I don't know. He's got to
get on a private jet.
I know, but who the hell knows? I don't know what the protocols are, man. You know? Just got to make sure everything's all your ducks are in a row. Many people have tweeted me, blue cheese means the $100 bills with the blue stripe on them. The
there
new $100
that's
bill.
The blue cheese.
That's blue cheese.
It's actually not dirty. It's not a dirty. I could have sworn it was a dirty thing.
I think Craig tried to insult us yesterday. Said we took their Rob Salah.
No. And I was on with them last night.
Yes.
And I said, actually, they took it from us because you started beating me up about that name 4 days ago.
All right. Okay. So they stole it from us. But then Craig was like responding to some dope on Twitter saying that we stole some bit that they did or something like that. And Craig was like, we'll see some weak cheese, or that's weak cheese. I'll check it all out. And I'm like, there's no weak cheese. We amplify our brothers in the afternoon. We're
cheese.
A team, right? Are we not a team?
100%.
Or is he trying to like just absolutely break us all into pieces?
He's the Kyrie Irving of WFAN. No, Jerry played there the cut. Of
we were amplifying them what they were doing, yes.
To say, wasn't this the way that went, Jerry? Like, you're like, hey, I'm going to play Carton and Robert because they also have an issue with pronouncing the name like I have the issue.
My point was I wasn't alone in this.
Right. I believe that's what it was.
So maybe they stole your bit.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Right. Once again, listening to people on Twitter who want to instigate, not usually the smartest thing to do.
Boomer mentioned a couple of hours ago this George McCaskey video conference for the Bears. Oh, by the way, Urban Meyer to the Jaguars looks like that's going to happen. Not done yet, but it looks like it will, and the Jets still trying to figure out who their head coach is going to be. Okay, so here's McCaskey. I pulled a couple questions for you, not the answers, but I gave you a couple of questions here. And as I went through it, he actually sat through this for 40 minutes. And every question was more uncomfortable is probably a good way to put it, because he does not fit the part, you would say.
Right.
So here's the one question.
What specifically did you see within this season that gives you indications that you're making meaningful progress toward winning a championship?
Well, we added some more talented players this year.
Okay, that's good. Right. Here's another one.
I understand that you guys feel like you have a lot of good people in the organization helping create that culture. But I think a lot of people would respond to that and say it's not necessarily a winning culture yet. So can you just explain why you feel like you have the culture that all football teams strive for?
Because that's when you...
No, we don't hear him, but that's another one. This might be my favorite one.
You mentioned having the faith in Ryan and Matt when it comes to the quarterback position. Why do you have the confidence in them to kind of, especially for Ryan, to take another swing at this position?
I think it's the way they collaborate.
Oh, boy. The collaborate. I mean, this was the word of the day.
Hey, George, even with this year's playoff appearance, the Bears have been in the playoffs 7 times in 28 years since the end of the Didi era. To a lot of fans, that reflects on you. So how much merit is there to the idea that the Bears need people more rooted in football to make these football decisions than you and Ted?
Meaning you're a clown.
Yeah, right. You're terrible at your job. Bears.
This one is a long pause here.
Wow. I was just wondering on whether you could elaborate more on just what exactly you're seeing that tells you that Ryan and Matt are the right people for the job, the people outside the organization who might think you're spinning your wheels aren't seeing.
The little delay?
Well...
He pauses again. Then there's this one I like that McCaskey tells us.
A season ticket holder sent me an email that read, "Fire somebody. We deserve better."
Could you imagine what a lot of these owners are getting? I'm telling you. I mean, imagine what Jet fans are sending Christopher Johnson the last 2 years.
It's fine. And then you have, and I'll give you this last one, then you have the media guy who... I don't know if it's because of the guy's name. He kind of smirks a little bit. And then you almost feel bad with the guy asking the question.
J.J. Stankovitz.
The poor...
is that a real guy?
Yes, it's a real guy. J.J. Stankovitz.
Oh, man, this was fun. I'm glad you turned me on to this, because I actually enjoyed going through this whole thing.
It was unbelievable watching
it was
this.
Pretty, it was funny. The playoffs this weekend, the Bears are knocked out, as we now know. Browns take on the Chiefs. You've got the Ravens and Buffalo, Chiefs and Browns, and the Bucks and the Saints.
J.J. Stankovitz.
How did he make it out of 8th grade?
The fact that he's on the Bears.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is funny.
You guys stink.
Go ahead, Jerry.
One other one. So we know the Seahawks got bounced by the Rams this weekend. Now, if you go back a week prior, the Seahawks win the division, and everybody's favorite safety, Jamal Adams, is very excited because when you win a division championship, what usually comes with that?
I need my hat and shirt.
He needs his hat and shirt, his NFL film scout. Well, Jalen Ramsey had an idea for him.
They can take their hats and T-shirts to Cabo.
There you go. He was responding.
Well, that's not a bad secondary choice, though, right?
Yeah. No.
Think about it.
As long as you're not Tony Romo and Jason Witten. Yes, you can go to Cabo.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Boy.
Exactly. Opening night in the NHL, four specific teams like the Rangers and Islanders who will play at the Garden, and the Devils will play tonight against the Boston Bruins. And you've got that. Time now for Moment of the Day.
Money!
All right, so I played a clip from Nets GM Sean Marks from his 2016 press conference, which seems to pretty much contradict what he did yesterday with the James Harden trade.
You can bring a star player, but if he doesn't fit with the vision, with where you're going, that can derail the system as well. So whoever we bring in here, they're going to play team basketball. They're going to be competitive on the floor. The coach is going to have a defensive mindset.
I mean, come on.
Man. Right.
What we're trying to do here is find the fattest, laziest, biggest a-hole in the NBA, and then trade our entire future for him, and then blow up everything we've built in the last number of years. So I understand that little red-headed kid didn't like it so much. It's all right, little boy. It's going to be okay, little fella. Just, you go to mommy and daddy, and you tell them how you feel, and don't hold back. And
I'm ticked off.
And you drink your milk, and you grow, and you get your strong bones, and then one day you'll be an adult, and you understand how adults do things. But, yeah, so we acquired the biggest, laziest, fattest, most overpaid player in basketball, and we're pairing him with one guy that we like and someone we haven't seen in about a week.
2 weeks, actually.
So it's going great.
Sad reality right there. Moment of the day.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Barrett Sports Media puts out some good stuff. I like following the industry, see what's going on. I just read something in there that really actually angered me, that a host at WIP in Philadelphia overslept and didn't show up to the show. So I'm thinking, oh, a morning show host. I mean, people, we've seen that before. This guy's a midday show host, and he overslept and was 10 minutes late to the 10 a.m. show. Huh? I can't hear you.
You like Moose and Maggie not being ready to go? They're always ready to go.
I'm like, come on. How the hell are you oversleeping when you're on the air at 10 o'clock?
Oh, I don't know. Sleeping one off? A little hangover, something like that?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate, I guess, because I don't know who this guy is or what the hell is going on. But 10 a.m.?
I mean, honestly, that's usually the first thing you think of.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I have, knock on wood, never since I've been doing mornings since August of 2010 have I been late to a morning show. Not one time. And I've faced some traffic stuff where, like, things have been shut down. I've texted Al. I'm like, this is dangerous. even though I have left at my normal 3:45.
When they were working on that Kosciuszko Bridge, you had to hold your breath every morning when you got there.
Every day. It was like, what is happening? The different routes and everything else, but 10 a.m. My goodness! I would never let that guy live that down if I was working at that station.
Will you watch the hockey tonight?
Sure.
All right, good. I just want to make sure you're all in.
Hey, two local teams playing each other means less hockey to watch because I can watch two of them at the same time. So 100%, I will check it out.
All right, good.
Plus, I mean, you're going to talk about it, and I want to make sure that I'm not just sitting here in silence.
I hear you.
You know?
Yep.
So, and it's Matt's there. I like Matt. Islanders coming off their run last year.
Sure.
A lot to get into.
I think so, yes.
Let's go to Rob in River Edge, New Jersey, who joins us on the fan. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Robbie, man. What's happening, brother?
Hey. So, Jerry kind of broke my bubble when he said that this trade is official. I agree with Evan. It's a sad day in Nets history. But here's something to kind of end your program here. Do you know the Nets, when they made that trade with Boston?
Yep.
For 4 years, from 14 through 18, they had a sub-500 record. So that means Net fans are looking at a sub-500 record from 2023 through 2027. So it is a...
Well, if they keep Kevin Durant, that won't be the case, Rob. And the thing about it is, Kevin Durant's going to do everything he possibly can to make sure this thing doesn't fail. Now, as far as the other two guys are concerned, who knows? I mean, whoop, cuckoo. I mean, you have no idea what you're getting. But Kevin Durant's a guy, you know what you're getting. You know what you're going to get, and you're going to get great effort, and you're going to get a great basketball player who wants to get another championship with a new franchise. So he's the guy that is the linchpin to all of this. And he's the guy that's going to either make it happen or they'll torpedo him and they'll undercut him and then he'll go off. And then that will be interesting to see that part of the drama.
The first question that has to be answered is Kyrie Irving playing again? I mean, that's not an assumption that can be made that he's going to come back. It's just not, especially the fact that this is the dream place he wanted to be with the dream teammate and he left during that situation. Who do we know for a fact that he likes James Harden being here?
Well, Kevin Durant says, look, we support Kyrie and we're praying for him. So, he's praying for him. So
what?
He's going to be praying for Harden too, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, that's a lot for one guy to handle. I mean, this is like a huge, huge responsibility. And somebody's got to act like an adult in the room. And that's going to be Kevin Durant.
He will, but I mean, at this point, that roster outside of those three guys is thinner than it's been. There's no doubt about it. James Harden is a horrendous postseason player. He is someone that when you watch him, it's infuriating when he's not hitting shots because your team has zero chance. Now, it's different because he's got, Kevin Durant next to him, and it's a different type of situation. But remember, I mean, he had Chris Paul next to him. He had Russell Westbrook next to him.
Yeah, but they're not Kevin Grant. They're not Kevin Durant.
I understand. But he had good players next to him, and those guys have had to go somewhere else immediately.
Honestly, Kevin Durant is up there. I if you ask me, watching him play the last couple nights, he's right back where he was when he was with Golden State. Maybe he would tell you a little bit different, that he can even get better. And if he can even get better, that's scary. That means he is one of the top two players in the league.
Well, yeah.
With Giannis. He's right there with LeBron, and he's more deadly than both of those guys because he's a better shooter than both of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is not like – I think because Kevin Durant hasn't been around for a couple of years, we tend to forget what type of player he is.
I mean, he bombs three-pointers like he's on the free throw line.
A lot of people have been watching Kevin Durant for a long time, and what he's been doing here is just being him. This is what he does. That's how great of a player he is. I mean, this is why – he was in high demand.
You forget how good a player he really was. In that 18 months of sitting around – he almost lost basketball, and that's why it is important to him, and that's why it's even more – well, he won't say it is. I'm sure he's frustrated that Kyrie's not there. He'll never say it publicly. He may say it to his friends or something like that. He may say it to his agent. He may say it to Kyrie himself. But honestly, he came here with Kyrie,
mm-hmm.
and Kyrie just let him hang out to dry.
Well, he has right now, and we'll see what the future holds with Kyrie if he ever comes back. All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter.
You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.